What do you call a little thing that you tie around your waist to?
Belt.
Yeah, but that you cooked in.
Apron.
And ripping your dress, sometimes at school maybe you could fix it. What would you do to it? Put a
safety pin in.
Yeah. That happens too often, I guess. If you just had a dime, I just have, it costs a whole 15 cents, and I just have
10 cents or a dime.
And if you were trimming your, the thing that you write with, say, well, just a minute, I gotta trim it.
I sharp my pencil.
And what do you wear over everything else?
Cool.
This coat has buttons.
Yes.
On it.
What, neck? What do you mean?
If you said this coat has buttons, you'd say it has buttons on it. Some people say onto it, but a three-piece suit, if you had three pieces to it, what would you call the middle piece?
Blouse.
Well,
the skirt and the blouse and the coat or the jacket goes with it, and then usually to talk about my heavy coat or my overcoat or something like that.
But men sometimes have a little
vest fit tight.
And what would you call the bottom part of a man's outfit?
The pants or the trousers? Here's your coat. This is your vest or your...
And if it it looks just right on, it said it's just right.
The perfect fit.
If you have too much stuff in your pocket, say...
They're bulging them.
That's perfect. Something tightens all up when it washes, say...
It shrinks.
But if in our last week, say, oh golly, I have to wear this dress even though it
isn't comfortable.
No, same word, but what past tense is shrink?
It's too tight?
Past tense is shrink. It already shrank. If it shrinks, but it did that last week, you'd say, it already...
It has expanded or stretched? No,
same word.
Shrink. It's already...
Same word, shrink.
This is still... Or too tight, it's shrunk.
Okay, if there's somebody that's really a cokehead,